So, all right, the greatest story going right now, because it invites conversation, it opens it up and makes it so much bigger. It is just a gigantic, wonderful, fantastic thing. Phillies Karen. Are you aware of what happened with Phillies Karen? So, home run ball Friday night goes into the stands. Some guy who is there with his kids runs over, and it's a barren out there, kind of. Not a ton of fans there. Some guy runs over, picks it up, as a lady was also reaching down. This is in Miami, so it's a road game. Some lady is reaching down in the process of picking it up. It is a free-for-all. At least, to me, those are the rules before it's in someone's hand. He picks it up. She goes to grab it. He grabs it. So he goes back over to where his kids are. And I don't know, his kid's probably 10 or so. Who knows? He's standing there for a couple minutes. Not even. He's standing there for, I don't know, 10, 15 seconds. The lady comes marching over and grabs his arm and says, "That's my ball." And he says, "Wait just a minute." And then they go back and forth, and he said, "Here, just take the ball. I don't want to deal with you. You're wacky. You're crazy." So she has become Phillies Karen. Now, the kid ended up getting invited by the Phillies down to the clubhouse after the game. He got a bat, and so he made out. And a ball, signed ball, all of that. From Harrison Bader, hit to home run. He made out like a bandit. You think the story ends there, but it does not. The woman is now trying to be outed by, well, Phillies fans and other people on social media. And this is where the conversation comes in. Have we gone too far? Are we ruining people's lives on social media? Are we being social watchdogs? And should we be doing things like this? And let me let you in on one thing that's happened so far. They thought they had the right lady, who was a teacher in New Jersey, and it wasn't. So some lady and her school had to issue a statement saying, "I look just like this lady, but I was not in Miami this weekend. It's not me." So when someone does something that's not illegal, but maybe not ethical, i.e. the Coldplay concert, but this one is different. Nobody was getting cheated on. Should we be in the process of trying to, well, ruin their life or out them on social media? I'm kind of torn here, but it's one of those things where you have to live under the assumption that you're being videotaped seemingly everywhere you go. For all of that, though, the dad said this.
"Something touched my arm, and then she just screamed in my ear, 'That's my ball,' like, so loud. I'm like, yeah, I was like, wow, why are you here? Who are you? That's my ball. You got that from my seat. That's our seats. That's my ball."
You made the decision, as we all saw, to take the ball from Lincoln's mitt and hand it over to her. What was the thought process behind that?
I thought she would just eventually go away, but she was very persistent. And I'm standing there with my kids, and I'm going to go one direction and they'll probably regret, or go this direction and, do something in front of my kids that was, like a teaching moment, de-escalate the situation. I even said to him, I said, "Look, this lady needs this ball more than we do." And he didn't resist. I took the ball, gave it to her. The fact that she turned and walked away, I was winning at that moment, because I just didn't want her around my family anymore.
All right. And so now the internet, in our sleuthing, in the way that we do things now, is trying to find this lady's identity. And as of the time that I went on, and I didn't really run it down all that much, I still don't think they figured out exactly who she is. But they are seething. It's a crime against a little kid, especially at a baseball game and on television. That's where he is supposed to feel safe. This lady went and said, "Give me my baseball," that retails for like 18 bucks or something, ready to ruin your life over a baseball. I've never understood that either at baseball games. People are ready to fight tooth and nail and lose limbs over a foul ball, or in this case, a home run ball. But have we gone too far in this game of gotcha that we like to play on the internet? Whether it's this or someone caught in a bad moment being mean to a waitress at a restaurant. That's not to say that I agree with their acts, because I don't. I very much disagree with them. But are the knives too sharp whenever we go after these people? Social media makes us a global and vast community. And public shaming, to me, sometimes has its place. Will it slow down people being idiots? That's probably the end game. And I'm wondering if that's what happens here. That people know Big Brother's watching, and not that just Big Brother's watching, but that, well, when Big Brother watches, it might get disseminated on a much larger scale.